naturally out of this? Well, it would appear to be possible, but let's keep our eyes open. First of all, the differences between humans are limitless. They are much greater than we tend to think of as we find ourselves in agreement on certain points. We stand together today against the establishment. We know those guys are wrong, and they are so far wrong, and they are so bad and so terrible that we can come here and agree on 99% of all the things that we might talk about, because we're over here and we agree that certain things are right, that man's life is greater than the life of society, that property should be respected, and on and on and on. But the closer we get to being in a position where we are capable of enacting the things that we think are right for the societal structure, the much greater the disagreements will become and the wider the differences will appear to be, because we will then attach greater significance to the differences. They have no significance now. They're irrelevant. We're so far away from ever enacting them anyway. I think a good example of this, with no disrespect intended for either individual, both of whom I respect greatly, but Ayn Rand and Andrew Galambos have both offered their versions of what they think a free society would be like. Now, I think any of us who have looked into either philosophy would say that there are so many essential agreements between the two philosophies that, in contrast to the prevailing tenor of opinion moldings today, these two individuals stand right like this. And if somebody asked me what I think of either one of those individuals, I have to say that in comparison to the establishment, I feel like a blood brother to Galambos and a blood sister. No. What would I be to Ayn Rand? I guess there is no such word. I can't think of. But at any rate, the point is that I find myself in so closely in agreement with them. The differences are insignificant. But now carry it through to its logical conclusion. Ayn Rand's concept of what government should be in a free society, Andrew Galambos' concept of what government should be in a free society, they are diametrically opposed. They can't exist side by side. They would be at war with each other, without a doubt. The reason it doesn't matter now is because it's not significant. It's not relevant. We're not about to institute either one of these systems, so we can talk about them all we want and forget about that and talk about all the wonderful things we agree on. And they do agree on things, and I agree with them on things. But I don't agree with them on either one of those things, and I would be fighting them as much as many other people would be fighting them if they either one of them tried to impose their systems upon me, because I wouldn't want it. It wouldn't be freedom to me, and I wouldn't accept it. But at the present time, what am I going to do? Have public debates with them over it? Who would come to hear them? Who cares? What are you talking about? Freedom in 1985 or 6000 AD? What is this? A utopian society? Who cares? Why do we have to isolate all the fine points of the thing and hash them out? They don't mean anything, and so what's the point in disagreeing about them? But if we ever got close to it, we'd really begin to get into some hassles. I don't think we'll ever get close enough to it, so I don't really worry about it. But the fact of the matter is that the reason we seem to be so close in agreement upon these upon the nature of the free society is only because it's not significant today. But once we got close to it, any group of individuals, I cited them because we could all look at those as good examples of it. But just take us in this room. Five of us get together and we agree on the essential nature of property, the essential nature of how it should be respected and controlled, etc. All that is all well and good, but when the time comes, brother, that's gone, and the marketplace will determine what property is. The marketplace will determine it as we each go about our own business and what each of us thinks is right, and what will prevail out of that is what happens when supply and demand come into harmony. In exactly the same way, it'll determine whether or not we think that cars ought to be 10 feet long or 12 feet long. The marketplace will make the determination, and they'll come cranking off the assembly line, conforming to whatever this computer has determined should be the width or length of cars. What is property? How do you draw boundaries? All of these things will be problems in trying to determine what we could agree on. All right. Let's take a couple more questions before we take the break at 11 o'clock. I don't know who plans these lessons, but he's not doing a very good job. All right. Respect property is a very good admonition, but whose property are you talking about? Your property or the other fellow's? If you're talking about your property, what's the point in saying respect it? Protect it is what you have to do, and everybody will respect it if it's protected well enough. Are you talking about somebody else's property? All right. Well, if you think property ought to be respected, then respect it. That's all there is to it. Just respect it. You can't make anybody else respect it. You can't make John respect Mary's property, but you can respect Mary's property. All it takes is an act of will on your part. All you have to say is, all right, here on I'm going to respect Mary's property. That's all there is to it. As far as yours is concerned, protect it, and other people will respect it.